Jesus said, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." In this week's Gospel, Jesus gives us instructions on how to pray, how to be certain our prayer is heard. First, we must trust in God's promise to hear our prayer. Faith is knowledge, agreement, and trust. Therefore, the second part of true prayer is faith, that we do not doubt that God will give us what he promises. When we pray for temporal blessings, we do so by saying, "Your will be done." As children of the Heavenly Father, we know that our desires are not always in our best interests, because we admit that we do not know all the implications and the unintended consequences of our prayer, we defer to God's wisdom. We are willing to accept an answer of no or wait. When praying for spiritual blessings, such as the forgiveness of our sins, for wisdom, for a stronger faith, we already know those are according to God's holy will. For God has said in his word that he does not delight in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his sin and live. God desires that all people be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Therefore, we are bold to pray, "Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned," knowing that for the sake of the death and resurrection of Jesus, we have the gift of life everlasting. May our Lord grant us faith to believe his promises, to come to him with both our temporal and spiritual prayers. Amen.